Now, the new drama, Nona from Nowhere. The makers of Babbo present the new radio drama, Nona from Nowhere. The story of an adopted daughter whose kindly foster father has asked a famous Hollywood producer to redeem a promise given when his life was saved by making the amazing request that the producer marry a girl he has never seen before. His adopted daughter, Nona Brady, Nona from Nowhere. Ladies, to clean pots and pans, enamel and porcelainware faster than you ever dreamed of, discover new improved 1950 Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action.
It's better than ever. Makes surfaces sparkle brighter.
It's faster than ever. You save more time than even Babbo could save before.
And here's the reason. You know about the new detergents, how they give whiter, cleaner washes with less time, less work. Well, the amazing detergent action in new Babbo does the same thing for pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures. It rinses dirt away.
Rinses dirt away lightning fast. The time you save is simply amazing.
Because new 1950 Babbo now works two ways.
One, new Babbo dissolves grease quickly, melts away grease that causes 90% of your hard scouring work.
Two, new Babbo's revolutionary detergent action penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away.
You'll call it a cleaning miracle. Surfaces sparkle brighter, you're through faster.
Try new improved Babbo for all your daily cleaning work. See how much more time you save.
Today, get the famous green can with the letters B-A-B-O. New improved 1950 Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action. Now the curtain rises on Nona from Nowhere. Unknown to Nona Brady, she is already the center of a bitter and dangerous quarrel between the charming director Vernon Dutel and the producer Emery Monaco, who is Vernon's relentless rival at the famous Hollywood studio of Palladium Films. Unsuspected by Nona, emotional storms are gathering to break savagely over her life. But in these hours, Nona's greatest concern is Vernon Dutel, who tries to persuade her of his love and is profoundly concerned because Nona's heart is full of doubts. Now it's a bright afternoon at the Hollywood studio, and Nona stands near the door of a dressing room. She turns as Vernon's secretary, Gwen Parker, hurries to her and says excitedly,
"Why, Nona, what are you doing here?"
"Oh, hello, Gwen.
Mr. Dutel wants you to come to his office."
"Why, no, Gwen, I think Vernon understood that Daddy Pat and I would meet him here in front of this dressing room."
"Nona, why are you avoiding Vernon Dutel? He's such a wonderful guy."
"Gwen, I'm..."
"Now tell me. You know, here on this studio lot, I'm like the dead letter office, except the secrets I keep aren't dead. Oh, they'd blow us all to Mars if I told them."
"Gwen, I like you very much, and I do need a friend."
"You bet you need a friend, Nona, and I volunteer for the assignment. Now, we'll begin by analyzing your love problem, Why does Nona Brady avoid Vernon Dutel, the most fascinating man and the best director in Hollywood?"
"Vernon is awfully busy and he has many interests. All his extra time and thought belong to Thelma Powell."
"Oh, Nona, it does not. He's not in love with Thelma Powell, you know that."
"Miss Powell says they're going to be married, Gwen."
"Oh, that female has delusions. He'll never marry her. He's in love with you."
"No, no, Gwen, he's not in love
with me. Nona, he is."
"No, you think just because he's been so nice to my foster father and directed me in a screen test that there's something personal."
"I think it because he's my boss, and who knows a man better than his secretary,
Oh.
And here's another bit of information, honey. You are in love with him, or you wouldn't try so hard to avoid him."
"Gwen, you better be careful. I don't know how much guessing I'm going to let you do."
"Just remember, Nona, secrets are safe with me."
"Yes, Gwen, I have a feeling they are."
"Nona."
"Oh, there's Daddy Pat. I'm waiting here for Vernon, Daddy Pat."
"Well, you'd better get on in your dressing room, Nona."
"Well, it's locked."
"Locked? Oh, Miss Gwen, how are you today? It's always a pleasure to see you."
"Oh, thank you, Mr. Brady."
"And today is positively the greatest day of my life. Nona is out of that hard-working job in the office, And now she's beginning to be a movie actress.
I wouldn't put it that way, Daddy Pat. I'm going to have to work harder than ever now that I have a part in a picture.
Oh, you bet you will, Nona. And look, I'm going to run up to the office and tell Mr. Dutelle that you're here.
Oh, wait, Gwen.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. He'll want to know.
Oh, all right. Well, Daddy Pat?
Nona, just a while ago, I saw that important producer, the one who was at the showing of your screen test.
Oh, Emery Monaco?
Yeah, that's his name. I saw him coming out of one of the front buildings with Miss Powell.
Nona, I have the key.
Oh, have you, Mr. Monaco?
Oh, here he is.
Yes.
This is a great occasion at the studio. We ought to make a ceremony of opening the door of your dressing room, Nona.
I've been in the room before, Mr. Monaco. You met Daddy Pat?
Sure. We met, Mr. Monaco.
Yes, indeed. You're the foster father. Well, now, Nona, I placed the key in the lock. And open the door of your own star dressing room.
Oh, no, Mr. Monaco. I expect I'm just to use the room for a day or so.
Oh, no. I've already given orders for your name, Nona Brady, to be put over the door.
I'm not a star. I don't have a star part in the picture. The whole production centers around Thelma Powell.
Nonsense. You have an important role in the picture. And it's fitting that you use this dressing room here, next door to Thelma's.
Mr. Monaco, mine owner is acting in Vernon's picture. Ain't it for him to decide everything for her?
I was producing at this studio before Vernon directed his first picture, Mr. Brady. I have the higher position.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Mr. Monaco. It's very nice of you to think of the dressing room.
Nona, I've been thinking of you and only of you since I saw your screen test and met you afterwards.
Oh, I don't think you mean that, but it's flattering of you to say so.
You can't possibly know how beautiful you look to others.
Oh, well.
You were marvelous in the test. Now, look, Nona, before I go, I want to show you these telephones. This phone is the outside line. You can make any call you like on it. While this one is the interstudio phone.
I see. I'll remember.
Yes. Remember. Well, you'll hear from me. Goodbye, Mr. Brady.
Goodbye to you, Mr. Monaco. Well, now, Nona.
Mr. Monaco seems to be a very kind person, doesn't he, Daddy Pat?
I don't like the man. And you're 10 times nicer to him than you are to Vernon.
But Daddy Patty seems to like me.
He seems to like you. I suppose you mean that Vernon acts like he hates you. What with sending you orchids all the time and trying to make you a present of the whole world.
Not exactly, but...
Well, I'm thinking you do mean that, Nona. And it all comes back to you being so upset with me for going to Vernon and telling him about you and asking him to marry you.
Be careful, Daddy Pat. I think somebody's outside the dressing room. I couldn't bear it if they heard.
Oh, nobody could hear me, but you're just like a sensitive plant. Every time I say a word...
Nona!
Somebody is there. It's Vernon.
Oh, Vernon!
Yes, Pat. Isn't Nona in here?
She sure is, Vernon. And I'll leave you alone with her.
No, Daddy Pat.
Now, wait, Nona.
But Vernon,
yes,
I...
Yes, wait. Who opened the door of this dressing room?
Mr. Monaco.
Monaco?
Yes, he said he arranged for me to use this room all the time I'm at the studio.
That is the most preposterous thing I ever heard. I made the arrangements about this dressing room, and Emery Monaco knew it. Where does he get the presumption to tell you a thing like that?
Well, Vernon, I expect he's just interested.
Oh, yes. Interested in you.
Well, Vernon, I really don't think that's something to be angry about.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Nona from nowhere. She did exist. I met her. But she doesn't love me.
Vernon, you wanted me to come to the studio to begin working on the part I'm to play in your new picture.
Yes, we'll begin actual work in the morning, Nona.
Oh?
But if you'll dine with me tonight, we'll talk about the part.
Oh.
That's your phone, darling. It's a call right here at the studio. Answer it yourself on the interstudio phone.
Yes, of course, Vernon. Hello? Oh. Yes, did you?
Well, Vernon, it won't be long before Nona's before the camp. Oh.
She's talking on the phone, Pat.
Who's calling her?
I don't know.
Well, thank you. I can come right now. Well, it sounds lovely. Goodbye. Vernon.
Who is that, Nona?
It was just a call from someone here at the studio. I'll see you and Daddy Pat later.
Well, Nona, where are you going?
She's gone, Pat. She couldn't even stop to answer.
Well, that's strange. Vernon... Who's the call from?
It may have been our casting director, Basil Newton.
Basil Newton? Well, why would Nona go rushing out after a phone call from him?
Because she likes Basil, that's why. She likes Basil a great deal better than she likes me. She prefers to be with Basil.
Oh, but she don't, Vernon.
Oh, it's no use your arguing, Pat. I was mistaken to think Nona ever cared for me. I've been a romantic fool.
Oh, I tell you, you haven't.
Nona makes it plain that I have. Oh, there was a day or so when I thought she had fallen in love with me, too. I thought we'd both been caught up in that magic that they say comes once in a life. But I was wrong.
Vernon, you weren't.
Pat, Nona's actions proved that I was. Oh, excuse me. It's another call on the interstudio phone. Yes, what is it?
Vernon, this is Nona.
Oh.
And I wonder if you'll give Daddy Pat a message for me.
Of course I will, Nona.
Tell him I'll phone him later at the apartment. I'm going to have dinner with Emery Monaco.
You're going to have dinner with Monaco?
Yes, what? I am, Vernon. Goodbye.
Wait, don't hang up. Nona. Nona, hello. Nona. Hello, Nona. It's no use. Well, you heard, Pat.
I did, Vernon. I heard you say she's going to have dinner with Emery Monaco.
Yes.
Well, she shouldn't be doing that.
No, indeed she shouldn't. But it's Monaco's fault.
Vernon, I don't like this. I don't like that man.
Pat, I loathe and despise him. Something's got to be done about him. Monaco is cunning and very dangerous. And he'll destroy Nona's career unless he's stopped now.
Vernon's face is pale with anger. He's fully aware that Emery Monaco will use the dramatic relationship that exists between Nona and him in a way that could bring destruction to Nona's life and her career. What unusual and perilous challenge waits just ahead for Nona from Nowhere. You ladies who do your own cleaning, here's less work, faster cleaning for you. Simply discover sensational new improved Babbo, now with amazing detergent action. New 1950 Babbo saves more time than even Babbo could save before, for it now works two ways. First, new Babbo dissolves grease that causes 90% of your hard scouring. Second, new Babbo's revolutionary detergent action penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away. The result? Brighter surfaces, easier cleaning, more time saved. Try it. Today, get miraculous new improved Babbo, now with amazing detergent action. Ladies, would you like to cut your dishwashing time in half to have sparkling dishes without once touching a dish towel? Then make this startling test today. Put aside your present dishwashing soap or powder. Instead, get a bottle of Glim, G-L-I-M. It's Babbo's wonderful concentrated liquid. Then do your dishes with Glim. See how it gives you truly greaseless dishwashing. No grease film on the water, no grease left on dishes, no grease ring around the sink or dishpan. Notice how much faster, easier dishwashing becomes. You simply wash, rinse, rack. That's all. Dishes and glasses just sparkle without wiping. And then after you've used up that bottle of Glim, go back to your old way of dishwashing. Compare the results. We believe you'll choose Glim. And remember, Glim is more economical than soaps or powders. It's concentrated. You use so little, a single bottle of Glim is plenty for 50 dishwashings. Start this test today. Ask your grocer for Glim, G-L-I-M, in the bottle with the bright red label. This is Ford Bond speaking and asking you to join us on this station at this same time tomorrow when the amazing new story of Nona from Nowhere will again be brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner, and by Glim, the amazing liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.